So, Michelle, how long have you been living in Japan?
Well, in total, it's been almost 4 years now.
4 years. Okay, that's about the same for me too.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel like you're totally used to it? Are you acculturated?
I think so. At times, there are still some things that are a little bit difficult, but for the most part, I don't have culture shock anymore.
For example?
Something that I still struggle with.
Yes.
Well, there's still the language barrier because I'm still not fluent in Japanese. So, like today, I went to the bank and I was trying to do something that was a little out of the ordinary, I guess, and I just had some trouble and I couldn't get it done.
And you said you had gone back to the United States.
Canada.
You had gone, oh, sorry, you had gone back to Canada, and did you have kind of reverse culture shock when you went back?
Yes, I did actually. I at that time I had lived in Japan for about 3 years and I returned to Canada and I was so used to living in Japan and I guess I had to change my thinking and behaviors a little bit while I was in Japan. So when I went back to Canada, I felt like okay, now I have to change back.
The first thing I noticed when I had gone back to the United States was in the grocery store, in the supermarket. When I was buying my food, the cashier would talk to me and ask me questions.
Right.
And when I lived in Asia, the cashiers, they never talk to you. And it just threw me up, it threw me off guard. I was very surprised at how much just people you don't know will approach you and talk to you and ask you questions. And
Right.
is it the same in Canada?
Yeah, I think so. And I also noticed when I went back to Canada, especially I live near Toronto. And there's people from a lot of different countries in Toronto. I had been so used to seeing only Japanese faces, so it was a little bit of a shock to
Right.
see so many different faces again when I went back to Canada.
And you're planning to move back soon again now, right?
Well, I'm going to go back to Canada in the summer for my holidays, but then I'll be back in Japan.
Oh, I see. What do you think you'll miss most while you're gone?
What
While
will
you're
I
not in
miss
Japan?
about Japan?
Yeah.
I think I'll miss the food the most. I really love Japanese food.
I think it's exactly the same for me.
Yeah.
I'll miss my yakisoba.
And good sushi and udon. I love udon.